If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Pepper and Dylan Show in 10 minutes or less. Welcome to it. It is Monday, the last day of March.
It is.
31st, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
oh, guys!
What?
I'll tell you at the end.
No, you can't do this.
It's only 10 minutes. You can tell us now.
Yeah,
that will be the end.
We'll run out of time.
If we'll run out of time to say it at the end?
Yeah, my girlfriend and I came up with the plan that we're going to do on the air.
Okay.
But you guys got to approve it first.
Okay.
To announce a pregnancy?
No. This, we came up with it yesterday while watching our show.
Okay. And what's your show?
We'll get to that in a second. Okay. You're asking a lot of questions that I don't have answers for just yet.
Sorry. Okay.
But wait, there's... What is this tease?
Just do it. What are you at? You got 10 minutes.
You
come
said
on.
You have something and that's not
come on.
Enough.
Let's go.
80-20.
10 minutes? Come on. We can make that.
Here you go. Okay. So
it's 10 minutes or less, remember.
Oh, yeah. It could be less.
There you go.
It's already a minute and a half.
Yeah, get what? Going. Hot. Let's go.
Why don't we
hurry?
Just end it
hurry.
After a minute.
I'm hurrying.
Okay, so yesterday we came up with the idea that's going to work, I think.
Okay.
But here's the thing. My girlfriend, she is wonderful. I love her to pieces. She's the greatest.
Okay.
But, like, when she gets serious about something, you cannot talk to her. So for about 2.5 hours after,
like,
we came up with the idea.
On something, oh my God. It's the only thing on her mind?
Here, I'll show you.
Okay.
I'll right. show you. So yeah. So we have a discussion.
Yeah.
And in typical Pepper and Dylan fashion, I had the discussion, and about 3 seconds later, I was like on to something different. Like,
right.
Ooh,
right.
Pretzels.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
She ran with it. Look at this. This is her proposal.
Oh, my God.
That I'm supposed to bring up to you guys tomorrow.
That's pages and pages.
Isn't that what, Robbie, look at this. This is the proposal.
You didn't read
came
all
up
of that,
with.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to.
You did? You wouldn't
me.
Read that if anybody else sent it to
what
you.
What is that pertaining to?
That's the proposal for the idea.
Okay, so what
and
is...
She broke it down so better hold than on, like hold on, anyone hold on. That works in radio. Clearly, she doesn't work in radio because nobody has ever put that
up. Is her idea, your idea, and she elaborated on it?
It was... We were watching the show, and I said, you know what we need to do is blank. And okay. She's like, yes. And then we could blank, 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 blank.
And then, boom, she created
then,
a whole
yes,
thing.
Yes, right? And then what about blank? And she's like, yes. And
so
then,
she did all the
blank?
Work for you.
Well, I came up with the idea. She came up with
you came up
every,
with the you know what we should,
right.
And then she said, "This is how we will."
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
That's how she works. She's okay. She is a processes person. She is a get things done person.
Yeah.
But like, so here's the thing. So she's like, "Will you pitch it to the guys?" I was like, "Of course I will." But like, I don't know how to pitch it to you without showing off all of her work. Because she put so much work into it. But like, I know you guys. You'll be like, "Yep, sounds good."
No, I'll read the work. She put the work into it. You read the work.
Yeah, she really put in a lot of work.
Okay.
It was like hours. And like, I couldn't talk to her during these hours.
Because she was so focused on creating
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well.
So have you read what she said? Yeah,
oh,
that
God,
is
yeah.
a lot.
Like, I'm not making it. Look at how much that is. And she's like, yeah, bring it up in your meeting. I'm like, holy.
Yeah, you have to read it. Because if she asked you questions about it and you didn't know the answers to it, then you'd be caught not reading it.
She did a. I'm really impressed, actually.
Okay.
Like, she went at it through like. All the ideas, like here it goes. It's like, here's the pitch. Here's the concept. Why it works. How it works.
Does she know how we usually come up with things?
Well, and that's
Does
the
she
thing.
Think
no.
this is how we do anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
Additional opportunities.
Oh, wow.
Sales
okay.
opportunities.
Oh, wow.
Alternative episode layout options.
What?
Oh, okay, so what
schedule.
Is it?
What is it?
Adjusted timeline. Creating buzz. Building hype.
Look at this.
Cliffhangers. Big reveal. She's got it all. Like
she should do your job all the time.
It was no, because this isn't how any of us do the job.
No.
She's good at it.
Okay.
But like none of us, like all I was thinking is Robbie's going to love this because Robbie loves structure.
Okay.
Like, well, I like to have things, yeah, laid out.
You would love what she's about.
Okay.
I was
so,
like, oh, you guys are perfect. Like, this isn't for me. I'm like, wow.
Too much reading required. Yeah, you had to swipe your thumb 4 times.
Okay. So,
but can you tell us something about it?
I
doesn't feel like
yeah,
you can.
No,
does
I can
it?
Tell
okay.
you the whole thing.
All right.
It's awesome.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
So, you remember that we were trying to do the Bachelor Cam girl version.
Yes.
Right? That was the
yeah.
idea that we had come up with.
Yeah.
And we had, well, maybe not we, I'll say I had some reservations. One being sending a girl out on a bunch of dates with a guy with no chaperone. Could be bad, could be good. We could probably get away with that.
Right.
Secondly, Cam spent thousands of dollars dating these girls. Taking them out for dinners, taking them out for drinks, and there was like, what, 10 girls?
Yes.
I'm like, you can't ask somebody
out of his own pocket, right?
To put this kind of money into dating, that seems like a lot. And Cam was a special case.
Okay.
So we kind of let that just go away.
Okay.
It was like no longer something that we were focused on at this point. But like my girlfriend and I both said we had interest in facilitating it again because it was fun.
Yeah, it was right around this time last year.
Right. Yeah. So we're watching the show yesterday, and
which one?
I came up with the idea.
Love is blind.
Oh, okay, you're onto that now. Okay, I'm all done. So, how far are you? You liking it?
Yeah, we're in the Dave season, and they just got to the resort.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, you got a lot to do. Hurry up.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Pepper and Dylan's Love Can See.
Okay.
Which I came up with a name.
Oh, good for you. Really? Okay. Wow. And it took some time.
Boom.
Huh?
Say that. Love?
Love can't see.
Love can't see.
Can't see.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm writing that down. Love can't see.
Don't worry. You're going to get the whole concept emailed to you here. Here's the idea and why it's going to work. And trust me, she'll go in to tell you why it works. The engagement, relatability, social media growth, unique format, low cost, high impact.
Okay.
Where is she working?
Yeah.
So, but here's the idea and why it's going to work. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
So we're going to pick, we're going to have girls submit.
Okay.
Right? Girls will submit. We will then, through the audience, we'll meet three different girls on week number one.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to get some of this wrong because the scheduling, you'll see the email, we'll work it out. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We'll meet and then everyone will pick which personality they want to have as the bachelorette.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
What happens now is the most exciting part of radio and it's never been done before.
Okay.
The most interesting thing on the radio starts now.
Okay.
So what happens is once we pick the initial girl, guys can then apply to be on Pepper and Dylan, Love Can't See.
Love Can't See. Gotcha.
Right? Yep. And so the guys will then go, my girlfriend and I will go through all the guys. We'll see pictures. We'll see bios. We'll see all of it.
You guys were good at that last time around with Bachelor Cam. Yes.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, what won't happen is you guys will not see the girl that we pick, nor will you see the guys that are giving.
We won't?
No, you guys won't.
No one will.
Nobody. Just my girlfriend and I.
Okay.
No, they won't. Here's how it's going to work.
Because it's Love Can't See.
Here is, oh my God, I love this. This is so fun. And why it works is these dates will not be dates that they go out on in public. They will be Instagram dates facilitated by us. Therefore, everyone gets to watch the dates.
Like an Instagram live.
Unfold live.
Right. But they can't see it.
They won't
so their cameras will be turned off?
The cameras will be turned off.
And we can't see them either?
No.
So we don't know what they look like.
Have no idea.
But you need that on Instagram. You need to see something.
No, you won't see anything.
Is it black screens?
It's going to be their screens that are black. You will hear the date happen. It will be amazing. So what will happen is they'll go on a date like Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go on a date of each one of them. Then ultimately, in the timeline, it's built into this. It's a long email. But what ends up happening is that they'll eventually whittle it down.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk to the people on air about how the date went.
Yeah.
No one sees each other. Then once she eliminates the guy, we will then post a picture of the guy that she eliminates so that we can all see who she eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Much to her chagrin.
Chagrin. Yeah, yeah.
Or perhaps delight.
Yes.
We all follow along. Then, and get this is the best part, they're never going to meet each other until they come in on the radio show. And we
witness
the reveal.
The big reveal.
Live on the radio.
Love can't see.
Love cannot see. Then we'll send them out on like a date or whatever, like an actual like in-person date.
So this is kind of, so when we were, my daughter and my girlfriend and I, we love is Blind. And I don't know what, like, it's just, it's good mindless stuff. Robbie, you don't watch it, but you know the concept of it, right?
Yes.
They meet and there's a wall in between them and they talk and they whittle it down and then they decide they want to, I mean, they go pretty far. They propose and then they meet each other and then they try and build
a life. They propose before they've seen each other?
Yeah. But spoiler alert, not all of them end up getting married. In fact, most of the time, maybe one does at the end of it. But that's the idea. First heard it. I think I saw like there's an online kind of buzz or like this viral buzz on a new way to watch Love is Blind.
Yes,
is by you told me about it, right?
My girlfriend told me.
You don't watch it. You just listen to it as well.
Yes.
So you don't know what any of that. So it's almost like Love can't see.
Right.
But neither can we. Exactly. That's what you could call it. Nobody can see. So when you watch Love is Blind, you still see the people.
Right. But, that's.
But when you watch it this way, that Dylan was saying that some people are watching it, you don't see anybody either, which would be tricky because you don't know that necessarily. You can't tell by voice or anything. But anyway, this is what you're saying is none of us know what anybody looks like.
Nobody.
So the people that are following along, the people that are dating, nobody knows anything about anything ever.
No.
Only you and Melissa do.
Yeah, we're the only ones that will know.
That way you don't get any real beasts coming in, huh?
Well, no,
beast control.
No, we set it up and we follow along and we actually for once find out,
mm-hmm.
Can love see?
Yeah, like Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Love can't see and neither can we. I like that.
Yes.
None of us get to see it.
Here's the beauty of it is the fact that like we don't have to send somebody out on these dates.
Right.
They don't have to pay for dates.
Nobody. Right. Because you were kind of worried about, the cost. And of course, putting somebody in that position could be, chaperoning is tough.
Sure, right?
This is even more interesting.
I just sent you both. Look, just start to scroll through it because Melissa put in some
her
wild
proposal
effort.
Here? Yeah. Oh yeah, that's quite the note.
Isn't it wild?
I love it. So when are we doing it? Well, let's do it. I want to do it now.
Why don't you read her? I think she had too many weeks.
See how big it is there.
Schedule episode one, evening, dates with men 1, 2, and 3, Instagram live. Morning show recap with men 1, 2, and 3, react and share their thoughts.
I see episode, it,
It's crazy though. Look at the effort she put in.
She's got it all figured out.
Right? I'm going to phone her.
We have to do it now if for no other reason. She put all this work into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, Robin, we can't do it if she did all this work.
Hello.
Hi, I'm just pitching the idea to the guys on the after show.
My God, Melissa, you put in a lot of work on this here.
Sure. And?
I think it's great.
I have one major
Robbie's got one
concern.
Robbie's
here, okay.
Always got a concern.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I love great work. Great work.
That is more work than the three of us have put into
just,
a bit.
Ever.
I love what you've done, Melissa, with how it could improve our social media reach and our exposure and all that. But I don't see how that happens if we can't see them.
Yeah.
It's just a black screen. You just could come on the radio instead of online.
But online is everyone gets together to go on the date. You can't do a 30-minute date.
It's almost like
on the radio.
It's almost like they like the masked lover or like lovers in disguise.
Love can't see and neither can we.
That's what it is. Love can't see.
But it's just black screens. You're tuning into black screens.
You have to, right? Because you're just hearing voices. You can't see any part of them. That's the whole Love is Blind thing.
I think there's got to be
Right, Pepper, tell them.
No, go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, I think the premise of like the Instagram Live was to have almost like a TV show element, and that was the only way to do it where we could have the people talking to each other not see each other.
And there would be moderators during the date, right?
Right, we get to witness the date happen, though. That's why we would be
tuning
in.
But we wouldn't be witnessing anything.
We wouldn't be seeing it.
No,
we'd be there. We'd be listening to it.
Does it make you feel better if we put it as a podcast? Is that going to make you feel better?
Me? No, I want to. I think a part of the allure is you want to see these people.
But have you ever seen Love is Blind?
But the audience can see them.
That's right, yeah.
And you can, that's why they judge.
Yeah, I think that was just like a logistics thing. So if there was a way that we could see them, but they couldn't see one another, that would be awesome. But I wasn't sure how to make that happen.
You can't trust they won't go back and
that's
rewatch.
That's right, yeah. You can find it so easily.
Right.
So much easier.
And I like
not seeing it because then we're all in on the big reveal.
Right. The only ones that will know will be Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the latest trend with Love is Blind is people cover their TVs
now
and watch the first few episodes and they can't see them and then they like pull their blanket off the TV and are like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that's what they looked like. So this was maybe applying that, and if there's a better way to do it, I like that.
Could we have just the Bachelorette, for lack of a better term, be seen?
No, because then the guys can see what she looks like,
right.
And then love can see, and we don't want
love to see. It's love can't see.
But she's the Bachelorette who's choosing these guys. She's the one choosing based on not seeing them.
They're both choosing based on not seeing, though.
Hmm.
That's the like the idea of it.
I loved it. Did you see how much work she put into it?
It's a lot of work, Melissa.
It wasn't a lot.
Thank you.
It was
for
hours.
That
she didn't talk to me for hours.
No, I'm going to read it a little later on today. Just, you know, not right now.
Yeah, no. See, get yourself a nap ready after you read it.
So when are we going to roll this out? What needs to happen before we're ready to roll this out here?
Well, we got to finish the sound.
Yes.
And then after the sound, I thought maybe we could do that.
We could certainly, yes. This would be
it's
interesting.
It's like a 6-7-8 week kind of, depending on how long. You got to read her thing.
I know.
She's got a lot of options. Well, I don't want to upset her.
No, it's
good. I
already
upset her yesterday with washing the sheets too smelly.
Yeah, what's going on there? What did he use too much fabric softener last night?
No, it was beautiful.
No, he uses like so much fabric softener, and then he doesn't put it in the dryer. He hangs it.
So the fabric softener hangs. Yep. Yeah, it's a good move.
It's the best. Listen,
I can see it though.
How many people have asked for my scent?
You have a great scent
all the time.
Yes, a good laundry.
I wish she just loved me.
That you can make.
When is that going to happen?
Yeah. So okay, so I love this idea.
It's so good.
So I want to get one thing.
It was my idea, and I just had this quick idea. I said it to her, and she built on it for like 2 hours.
Now keep in mind, Melissa, I haven't read the whole thing yet, and I will.
Yeah.
But so forgive me if it's all in there and I haven't read it yet.
How could it not be? Did you
see
how long it was?
On those Instagram live dates, they are you and Dylan are facilitating the date? So like you will be there and kind of guiding it in a direction?
Well, we were just thinking as far as the date goes, so they can't see each other, but we could pop on the Instagram live and be like, hey guys, okay, so we have our first date for Karen and Tom.
Right.
They're going to start. We're going to just back off. You guys are witnessing the date happen. They don't know anything about each other.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Here you go. But that's what the show does.
I know.
I think it's great.
And we would be kind of watching it in real time. So it's like without the editing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
And it'll be 30 minutes or whatever, 25, whatever we deem to be correct.
And what if there's like a lull in the date? Do you pipe in? Do you unmic or you mic up, turn your mic back on and go in? Or is it just, just sit back and let it be quiet and weird?
I mean, we could, but like it is, that is their date. So if it's not going well, that's kind of on them.
Yeah, I think that would be it. And then that would provide the opportunity for like the following morning for people to like call in and say what they thought. So they could say like, oh my gosh, you know, Tom and Cindy's date, it was so awkward. He didn't say anything and you could just hear his breathing.
Right, and then Tom could be like, well, I didn't know. Like, this is very difficult for
tricky.
Me.
That's a tough spot to be in.
But I love it. I love the drama of it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to, that's fine.
No, I didn't say that.
But did she work 2 hours on it?
She did work 2 hours on it. We should reward it in one way or another.
Yeah, no, and then I got to bed and I had the cold shoulder because she was too busy
typing away and hammering away.
And I was like, hey, babe, is everything okay? She's like, I can't breathe because of the sheets.
No,
okay, so in like my world, I guess a sales pitch is pretty detailed or a pitch of any sort. And I didn't realize that maybe what I was doing was more than what typically happens.
That this show has ever done ever in 20 years.
That's 20 years. We have never written that much.
Okay. Mm.
That's 20 years of proposals all gathered into one.
Yeah.
I think it's great. We'll come up with a timeline, right?
And I think she already did. Read the email.
Okay.
What's the matter with you? There's a lot of detail.
All right, I'll read it. I think it's awesome.
Okay.
I think it's a lot of fun because there still are people that message and ask, A, about what's going on with Bachelor Cam.
Right.
And B, like, when are you doing the follow-up? Because the talk was the girl that ultimately didn't end up winning.
Unfortunately, we can't pick her because we all know what she looks like.
Right.
Unfortunately.
But if we do this one, it's a different angle on it. And I think it's great.
And it will be people applying for this concept. Therefore, they already know what they're getting into. It's not like we're just like, it will be people who know that they're going to blind date.
Yep.
And see if what is it? Oh, wow. Can love see?
Love can't see.
No.
Can exactly. Love see? What is it?
Love
can
can't see.
Love can see?
Love can't see. See.
Until it can see.
Exactly.
At the very end.
Love
when
can't
we know
see.
There's love.
Right. And some people might say, oh, you got that name from somewhere else. No, I came up with that on my own.
Very good.
Yeah.
Was that your contribution? Was love can't see?
No, I came up with the idea. And then I said, it would be awesome if we could do this somehow, but I don't know how we would be able to do it. Boom. She starts writing.
Yeah,
and then while she was writing, I came up with the idea.
Well,
yeah.
Great job, Melissa. I'm excited. I think it's a great idea. And we know how much you and Dylan had fun, how much fun you had with Bachelor Cam. So we could totally trust you guys did a great job with that one.
Yeah, it was exciting.
So The idea is in good hands if you guys are doing the kind of the assessments and the
and then I thought we could do this producing, like, of it. It could be a yearly thing. It could be, we could do seasons of it. It could be something if it takes off.
Love Can't See Sweden.
Oh yeah,
right,
100%. By the way, you guys, for the two of you loving Love Is Blind as much as you are way behind.
No,
we're getting caught up.
You've still got a Temptation Island to watch after this, you guys.
See, the thing is, I like watching them because I like to build the story and kind of find out. Melissa wants to just fast forward to the reveals and how awkward they are. All the time. She's impatient with it. Okay, it sounds like they like the pitch. Maybe, Melissa.
Okay.
Okay, love you.
Well, whatever. Okay, love you guys.
Bye. See ya. Bye.
I think it's neat.
Yeah, we'll just work out some of the...
Robbie, you don't like it? You don't love it? No. You're just trying to figure out the logistics.
No,
see, you are... This is Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie's the Melissa of our
the
life.
The logistics
Well,
guy?
It's needed. It's like... It's weird with you guys.
I know, but if you read her, she really did a lot of work.
No, I understand it. Like, I understand
you, if you jump in on it, you two could probably figure it out better than
I just don't want to be the Debbie Downer.
You're like saying if they're in a date and there's no pictures or video of them on their date, what's there to look at on Instagram?
This is so reliant on Instagram
right.
that people are going to tune in. It's going to be black screens.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, there's not much payoff in that sense. Yes, it's going to be good to listen.
But that people will know going into it. We're going to tell them, like, they'll know. Maybe we'll just put a graphic that says Love Is Blind, date one, Karen and Mike.
Sure.
Listen in now to hear the date.
There's just some logistical things when it comes to the Instagram Live, especially because, like, if we host the Instagram Live from the Kiss page, for example, you have to invite the two accounts.
I know.
So you have to rely on them to just scrub everything from their accounts.
No, so we found a way that we can go on Google Meets.
I see what you mean. Right.
No. So we found a way that you can go on Google Meets, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we can invite both of them to the Google Meets using emails that we provide for them. So you'll log in at an email we provide and the
Okay.
Right, they'll provide, and then we cast it to Instagram Live.
Ah, so they're not using their account. Therefore, we can't access all their back pictures.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. So they remain truly invisible.
Like, we've thought of that.
Right, okay. I'm just thinking there's got to be something visual. Even if it's just them with a mask on or something.
It won't be a mask.
Or like a meme emoji. Something that's animated. Something that just something to watch. That's all. Instead of just a black screen sitting there.
We'll put the graphic up. It says, date number one, listen in.
Okay, I get it.
If you can convince our boss to do it on the air at 7 o'clock at night, and we could do it on the air, that would be neat,
right?
But I don't know how we could do it on the air at like a nighttime date.
And you and Melissa would be on the date as well, right? So there would be a video. You would be one of the squares on the video.
Yeah, we would.
Okay. There's a few little details to iron out, but it's pretty good. That sounds like a lot of fun. I think that would be
never been done on radio before.
And then they just walk in and we've never seen them before.
Well, and they've never seen each other.
Oh, yes.
Like, and we get one at the front door and one at the back door, and then they walk in together and we get their honest reactions. And trust me, if you watch the show, like, some of those honest reactions aren't that good.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yes. Right? And then everyone gets to see the unveiling of the other guys that didn't quite make it. And then she gets to see the unveiling of the guys that didn't make it and then go like, ah, damn it, I wish I would have picked so-and-so.
Yeah.
Maybe or maybe not. There's something here.
It's
I just thought I'd bring it
it's
up.
A good idea.
All right. Sorry.
That background sound was my vet calling me.
Uh-oh.
I believe we're going to have to address that conversation at some point.
No.
I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of out of the loop. I know
did she take?
I'm not sure what's going on right now. Yeah. Right. So I'm going to have to follow up. But I know that Biff's,
that weeks might have been the call. Biff months, dead.
Oh, God. Imagine.
It could have been. I don't know.
But he's not there right now.
At the vet? I don't think so. I don't think nothing severe has happened to our dog. It's just we know we've been preparing for his health to take a turn, and it feels like it's taken a turn.
Weeks, months, and they it has weeks, been months. Both.
It's been about 6 weeks, right? 6-7 weeks since they said that, and we're starting to notice more things, and we just wanted to chat with the vet to be like, okay, here's what we're noticing. What do you suggest?
Is the tongue hanging out and it lying there lifeless?
The tongue is not.
He's not old.
Out.
That's
he's
usually just, old dogs.
Okay, yeah.
He's not eating very often. But then one day. Okay, so
you might want to pick that up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to see what this is all about here. Yeah, okay. Yeah, here's, well, all right. Hello.
It's Dr. McMillan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm not bad. So sorry to call you. I think you're at work.
Yeah.
Coral called me about Biff.
Yeah. So you haven't talked with Coral.
I called her, but she didn't answer the phone.
Yeah, okay.
Something was going on.
So, yeah, well, we're a little curious on, because some of the symptoms are starting to show. You know, like you said, to kind of look out for, that his abdomen was going to look quite full and quite big and hard. And it's like that. And his energy is way, way down. And, you know.
Have you called Boreal to speak to the cardiologist?
I emailed with him about 2 weeks ago, but I haven't spoken with him since. So I don't know what you would guide us to do here.
Okay, perfect. I will call them. Not perfect, but I will call them and see what they recommend.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah,
I know.
I know. It's kind of sad, but
kind of.
We'll see. Well, yeah. I mean,
Robbie's like sitting there, so
devastating.
Sad.
But the weird part is, it's like, it's almost like he knows if he's like that for too long, he knows what's happened. So, like, when I get home today, watch, he'll be like, "Hey guys, what's going on? You want to go for a walk? Right. Let's go for a run. Come on, play fetch. Yeah, come on over here. You know,
don't kill me.
I know. And it's really hard. So, I don't know.
That's a lot to deal with.
That damn do not disturb.
Yeah.
On Coral's phone.
Yeah.
My daughter and Coral both have it. And I was like, well, call her back, because the second time it'll ring through.
It's kind of important.
Then I always end up getting these damn phone calls.
Jeez, holy. Right.
Anyway, sorry. I think that idea is great. Let's work out some kinks, and we'll see when we roll it out.
It'll be fun. You can let us know on Instagram, or you can email us or anything. Is that something you'd listen to and be interested in? I think it would be so neat.
Right.
Now, I always think it's neat, and then when it happens, I'm not sure. But
looks like you've got somebody that's taking care of a lot more details than you usually would.
Oh, my God. She's got more details than anyone working in this building.
All right.
Yeah.
So a sneak peek on potentially the next big thing.
Could be fun.
Here on the Pepper and Dylan Show in 10 minutes or less. How much time, Robbie?
Well, we're not quite at 30.
All right. Look at that. See? Squeezed it in.
Yes.
All right. I got to go kill a dog.
Don't.
Sorry.
All right. Can you bring the damn dog in so we can say goodbye to him?
Yeah. Let me find out. Let me get.
I know dogs are banned from the building, but I think he'd be allowed.
I will get
to dead dogs aren't banned.
I have no idea what's going on. I picked up a phone call. That's all I did.
Remember, Biff needs to go into the crematorium.
He will. We've already talked about that.
But we need to make sure that his last days are good amazing. Ones.
Okay.
Might be his last day. I don't know.
Oh, that little guy.
I'll go home and see how he's doing right now.
Good luck.
Oh. Okay.
Happy faces until they're sad. Think of the good. That's a good smile there, Dylan.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Pepper and Dylan in 10 minutes or less.
Pepper and Dylan. On Kiss.